Teen courts.
Teen courts are a unique and highly successful approach to juvenile crime. The idea was born as people grew more concerned about the rise in juvenile crime and violence. They realised that a more positive and effective alternative to the increasingly inadequate and ineffective juvenile system was needed. Also known as youth courts or peer courts, they are specialised programmes for young offenders that hold hearings in a less formal courtroom setting. As teen courts place more responsibility on the defendant than regular juvenile courts, they have proved to be popular and successful. Their success has been repeated in hundreds of communities in the USA. Teen courts operate on a voluntary basis. They are open to first-time offenders who are between 10 and 18. The philosophy behind teen courts is that the young offender should be made to feel responsible for their criminal act. In teen court, defendants are judged and sentenced by their peers. Senior high school students take the roles of the prosecution, defence, and jury. Facing their peers in this way means the whole process seems more relevant to teenage defendants. Instead of being tried in a municipal court and being given a fine, teens tried in the teen court have more time and thought devoted to their cases. Through teen court, offenders, parents, victims, and adult and teen volunteers all work together to create a long-lasting solution to teen crime. Teens who are eligible for teen court are referred by the municipal court. They must be given permission to attend a teen court by their parent or guardian, who is normally present during their proceedings. Offenders have normally pleaded guilty to anything from theft to non-violent offences. Teen courts do not deal with serious offences which involve gangs or weapons. The defendant's case is heard by his peers, teens who have volunteered for the job through their high schools, and been carefully trained by adult volunteers to carry out the procedures. Once they have heard the case, the teens on the jury sentence the defendant. The defendants are always sentenced to community service in city parks, fire departments, animal shelters, old people's homes, or local government buildings. Other sentences include letters of apology to the victims, essays about their misdemeanours, and jury duty in subsequent teen courts too, in order to be given the opportunity to see how the court works from the point of view of those making the decisions. Attendance at educational programmes created to deal with anger management and other issues may be ordered for those who are thought to need them. The sentences are designed to make the offender think about the crime and give something back to the community. Through teen court, offenders learn to take their crime seriously. It teaches them to respect the authority of the court. For teens, the approval or disapproval of their peers often counts for more than the formal procedures of the conventional juvenile court, where only adults are in charge. It is a positive experience of the judicial system, one which demands first and foremost that defendants recognise the consequences of their actions on the community and themselves. A major benefit of teen court is that, once their sentence has been carried out, offenders are free to walk away with a clean record. As well as this, it is reported that they gain an improved sense of self-esteem and are more likely to become responsible members of the community. It is hardly surprising, then, that the success of teen courts has been overwhelming. Only 14% of offenders tried in these courts re-offend, far fewer than those sentenced in the municipal courts.